This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the commies, they're all over us. My God, it explains everything. It explains why Fox News suddenly turned against Trump. It explains Joe Biden stealing the election, Kamala Harris saying they're going to let the whole world into the country and change all the immigration laws. It explains Hunter Biden now under tax investigation for money he took from China. It explains Eric Stalwell, United States Congressman, Democrat, having an affair with a Chinese girl. How did I know? They said he'd been infiltrated by a Chinese spy. I saw the picture of him with her, and I said, he's screwing her. No question. She's young. She's cute. He's having sex with her. And sure enough, he is. Had an affair with her. Been taken off the Intelligence Committee. He's compromised. The girl's name was Fang. He was banging Fang. And he may hang. Because of his wang? You want me to say that on the air? Because of his wang, he may hang. Listen, these guys should all hang. If they stole the election, they should hang. But again, I'm being fair. You got to get indicted. You got to get convicted. A jury's got to find you guilty. And then a judge has to sentence you. But it's time to start carrying out sentences for treason. These people are committing treason. All right, let me read you a commentary I never got a chance to read yesterday, which I think is very important. This is to my president. Here are two great American heroes to pardon, Mr. President. Mr. President, presidential pardons are reserved for great Americans who made a mistake and have paid their dues to society. Here are two great patriots who fit the bill perfectly. This came out at my favorite website, the Gateway Pundit, yesterday, and it'll be out in newspapers around the country this weekend through Creator Syndicate. Mr. President, here are two great American heroes to pardon. I'm proud to say they're both my personal friends, and yes, I'm proud to be fighting for both of them. Both these men have done great things for America and the American people. They both deserve a pardon so they can move on with their lives and legacies. Let's start with my friend Pete Rose. Pete's one of the greatest baseball players in history. He's beloved in America for being the greatest hustler in sports history. That's why the media dubbed him Charlie Hustle. He's one of America's most popular and celebrated athletes ever. Pete Rose doesn't just belong in the Baseball Hall of Fame. His bust should be right up front with Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, Cy Young. Pete Rose is baseball. You forgot already, didn't you? Here's just a small sampling of the remarkable achievements of baseball's famous hit king. Pete is baseball's all-time hits leader with 4,256. Only two men in the world who have ever had 4,000-plus hits in American baseball, as well as the all-time leader in games played, at-bats, singles, career plate appearances, won three World Series rings, three batting titles, one Most Valuable Player Award, two Gold Gloves, the Rookie of the Year Award, and made 17 All-Star appearances at five different positions. Unheard of. In 1999, Pete was voted onto baseball's All-Century team. Pete Rose is the definition of an American hero. But Pete made mistakes in his life. He bet on baseball games, although he only bet on his own team. There's nothing wrong with betting on yourself to win. And he pleaded guilty to income tax evasion. He served 1 month in prison, and that was 30 years ago. Next year, Pete Rose will be 80 years old. Pete deserves to have his record cleared. Pete deserves forgiveness. We already know President Trump's a fan of Pete Rose, because President Trump tweeted in February of this year. Here was his tweet. Pete Rose played Major League Baseball for 24 seasons. This is from Trump. From 1963 to 1986, and had more hits than any other player by a wide margin. He gambled, but only on his own team winning, and paid a decades-long price. Get Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's time. So here's my argument, Mr. President. Pardoning Pete Rose will be celebrated by tens of millions of American sports fans. Sports gambling is now legal throughout much of the United States. Most Americans agree Pete deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for his achievements on the field. And compare him to the athletes of today. Compare him to O.J. Simpson. compare them to all the murderers and all the robbers and all the drug addicts and all the steroid users. Pete Rose is mild. Betting on yourself? Who cares? A pardon for his tax crime by President Trump could well propel Pete into the Hall of Fame. It would be a grand and popular gesture by President Trump. That brings me to part two. One of my other dear friends also deserves a pardon, Mr. President. Well, not as famous or celebrated as Pete Rose, the actions of my buddy were certainly selfless, patriotic, and priceless to U.S. taxpayers. His actions resulted in $25 billion of taxes, fines, and penalties refunded to the U.S. Treasury. My buddy is Brad Birkenfeld. Brad is single-handedly responsible for uncovering the largest and longest-running tax evasion scheme in IRS history. Brad was a successful Swiss private banker with many of the wealthiest American businessmen and women as his clients. These wealthy Americans were hiding their money offshore in Swiss banks to evade U.S. taxes. In the summer of 2007, after resigning from his comfortable job at UBS in Switzerland, Brad made the decision to voluntarily walk into the DOJ in Washington to reveal the numbered accounts of 19,000 Americans hiding over $20 billion at UBS in Switzerland. In one remarkable act, Brad brought down the entire veil of hundreds of years of Swiss banking secrecy. A DOJ prosecutor was quoted as saying, without Mr. Birkenfeld walking in the door of the DOJ in the summer of 2007, I doubt as of today this massive fraud scheme would have ever been discovered by the U.S. government. Brad naturally assumed he'd be celebrated, thanked, and protected by the U.S. government for risking his life and giving up his lucrative banking career to help the U.S. government and the IRS collect billions of dollars in stolen money. Instead, the Obama DOJ prosecuted Brad and put him in prison for 30 months. As a result of Brad's testimony and evidence handed to the DOJ, not only was $25 billion recovered by the IRS, but 100 Swiss banks signed formal agreements with the U.S. government to end their criminal conduct. Three IRS amnesty programs were implemented, resulting in over 100,000 and counting U.S. citizens now in tax compliance. UBS Bank agreed to a deferred prosecution agreement, paid a $780 million fine to the U.S. government, and agreed to release the names of only 4,700 American tax evaders out of 19,000. Brad kept demanding that all 19,000 names should be revealed. And instead of making Brad a national hero, Obama's DOJ forced Brad to accept one charge of conspiracy to commit tax fraud and put him in prison for 30 months. This was their way of shutting him up. The U.S. government and the Obama administration, which is the Biden administration as well, scapegoated Brad to protect wealthy Democrat tax cheats and powerful Democrat political donors to the Obama-Biden administration. That's what it was all about. Based on Brad's sworn testimony, three U.S. Senate hearings were held, three U.S. Senate reports were issued, four government accountability office reports published. My friend Brad Birkenfeld is a hero. What he did for American U.S. taxpayers has no parallel in history. It's time to right or wrong, Mr. President. A presidential pardon is requested in order to recognize that our U.S. government, the DOJ, and the Obama administration committed a terrible injustice when they put Brad Birkenfeld in prison. Mr. President, please pardon my two friends, both great American patriots and heroes, Pete Rose and Brad Birkenfeld. So I have friends who are putting that in the president's hands, and I'm hoping. I'm already two for two, by the way. I wrote a column probably 2 years ago saying, Mr. President, you've got to pardon Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Phoenix, Arizona. And 3 weeks later, actually, I think it was 2 weeks later, he pardoned Joe Arpaio. And then I wrote a column, Mr. President, you got to pardon a great American hero, my great friend Bernie Kerik, the former police commissioner of New York City during 9/11. And 6 months later, he pardoned Bernie Kerik. And even the New York Times did a big story and listed all the people that made that possible, that pardon possible, and convinced the president. And a key part of the story was Wayne Root's role. So I've already asked the president in writing, in articles, twice to pardon people, and he's pardoned both people. And now I'm asking to pardon two more people, Pete Rose and Brad Birkenfeld. Both buddies of mine, just like Bernie Kerik's a good buddy of mine. Sheriff Joe is not a good buddy of mine. I know him. He's been on my show a few times, but I mean, we're not buddies. I just thought it was the right thing to do. But Pete Rose is a buddy, one of the greatest athletes in our time, on the all-century baseball team, and Brad Birkenfeld's a very good friend. And so that's the way I roll, man. I take care of my friends, and President Trump takes care of his friend, Wayne Root. two for two so far, and now two more requested in writing. And I do it all in public, man. I don't do any secret lobbying. I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not registered. I'm not getting paid. All I do is try and help friends and good people. And so far, in public, two for two, and two more just in public, written out, with a plea to the president, in public, in writing. I feel good because my friends are all real Americans. My friends care about this country. Look at the Democrats. My God, they're all bought and paid for by the Chinese. Chinese communists own a man. First of all, what happens when you go to China? All men are led around by their wiener, okay? So now you go to China and there's all these cute little Chinese girls. And I don't mean, you know, I'm not into little girls, but I mean, say 18, 19, 20-year-old Chinese girls. They're all spies. And the Chinese government sends them the way of these guys, and they have orgies with these guys. And these guys then become owned by the Chinese government. I think that's almost every Democrat politician in this country. Forget the girls that were sent here and had sex with American governor, American mayors and American congressmen. But when the guys go overseas on a trip to China, they all get plied with booze and drugs and girls. And Hunter Biden got plied with underage girls. And then the Chinese government records it with a video in your hotel room. And now they own you. Who knows who owns Justice John Roberts of the United States Supreme Court, who came in as the biggest Republican conservative ever, constitutional conservative, and then soon after became a big liberal, siding with the liberals all the time. What did you do, John Roberts? Were you on Epstein's Orgy Island? Were you on the Lolita Express? Were you in China with underage girls? Something smells funny about Justice John Roberts. Something smells funny about everyone in the Democrat Party. And many rhino Republicans who hate Trump, even though he's the greatest Republican president of our lifetime. They're either jealous, envious losers, or they're bought, lock, stock, and barrel owned by the Chinese communists.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
This Eric Swalwell, man, he's got to be taken care of, man. He's got to be interrogated by CIA, by FBI. Of course, the CIA and the FBI are all dirty, right? They're all deep state. They're all owned by the Chinese, too. We let everybody get away with murder. All the bad guys get away with murder. It's unbelievable. Well, it could change. I always swore that if Trump won a second term, he's going to be a completely different president. Without having to worry about being reelected, he would not care in any way what the media thinks or his critics think. And he would just go after all the bad guys and put them in prison and put the right people at FBI and DOJ. Couldn't do in his first term. But we don't know yet whether there's going to be a second term, and it doesn't look good. But you know what? 17 states have now joined this Texas Supreme Court lawsuit against four key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. The four states, absolutely, they were stolen. But my only negative here is they should have added Arizona and Nevada, because they were absolutely stolen, too. Absolutely stolen. And all these states are making an argument that they've got standing because their voters, their citizens, voted for Trump and were robbed when these four states stole the election. It's a great argument. Before I get to all that, X3 Bar is the sponsor of this segment of the show, X3 Exercise Bar. You know I'm Mr. Exercise, and I work out every day, 1 or 2 hours in my home gym, but it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours. Who knows how much more money I could have made or how much more time I could have spent with my kids if I just had those thousands of hours back. But what can you do? As long as moving forward, I now know I've got this X3 bar, this compact premium home exercise product, 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day, not just more effective, but studies prove 3 times more effective. That's why it's called the X3. X3 exercise bar is 3 times more effective than free weights. That's why NFL players using it, NBA players using it to replace free weights. My audience is 50 and over, a lot of them 60 and 70 and 80 and over. You know, in Sun City, as an example, Sun City, Las Vegas, Sun City, Summerlin, Sun City, Henderson. I got a lot of older, retired fans. You don't need to go to the gym anymore. You don't need to have a gym in your house. All you need is this one bar. Takes up no space. It's American-made. Most of the key components made in the USA. And it's just the most miraculous piece of exercise equipment. And next time I give a speech at one of your events, you know, I speak at all these clubs all over Las Vegas, ask me to take my shirt off and flex for you. And you're going to go, holy crap, he's got arms like Popeye. That's from the X3. And it's only now like 7 or 8 weeks I've been using it. My arms are like Popeye. You wouldn't believe my muscles. They look like a bodybuilder. And I don't lift weights. I just use the X3 bar. So go to x3bar.com, enter promo code WAR, and save $75. x3bar.com, promo code WAR, save $75. Tell them Wainwright sent you. So the Biden campaign, they just announced the Biden campaign was the first in the history of the world to raise $1 billion from donors. $1 billion. You don't think that came from the Chinese Communist Party? You don't think that came from the Mexican drug cartel? You don't think that came from Islamic enemies of the United States who hate Israel? What groups would benefit from Biden winning more than any other groups in the world? Number one, the communist Chinese. Number one, don't Biden anyway. Number two, Mexican drug cartels. The open, they're going to sell all the drugs and all the human trafficking, the young girls, young boys they want now. It's pedophilia central. The border's open. They're all going to come. You're not allowed to separate parents from kids anymore. Nope. No more kids in cages like Obama did. And then Trump copied. Well, that's not going to happen anymore because now you're not going to separate kids. And don't forget, all those kids aren't kids. I mean, they're kids, but they're not the kids of the people they're with. The people they're with are not their parents. Those older adults are having sex with those kids. They're being trafficked. So now you're not going to separate them because you're going to say, oh, poor babies with mommy and daddy. So now you're not going to save the kids' lives. You're going to let them all in. They'll all be sex trafficked and be thrown around from adult to adult to adult. That's the Democrat Party for you. There it is. Meanwhile, YouTube announces new censorship rules will take down all videos alleging fraud that dispute the 2020 presidential election results. It's not America anymore. A, it's a banana republic. B, it's a Nazi state. C, it's a Stalin state. 3, it's a Pol Pot state. 4, it's Venezuela and Hugo Chavez. 5, it's Fidel Castro in Cuba. The Democrat Party's in charge now, and there's no free speech. And if you say something that upsets them, like the fact that they stole the election, obviously stole the election, and they should be punished, they committed treason, they should be hung. Oh, we can't say things like that. No, you're not allowed to say they stole the election. Because if you're not allowed to say they stole the election, then no one will notice they stole the election. And everyone will just accept that they stole the election. And that's it. The president will be Biden. And America's done. But we're not accepting that. They stole the election.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden, said in a statement that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating my tax affairs. Hunter Biden saying that he takes these matters very seriously and is confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that he handled his affairs legally and appropriately. The FTC and a bipartisan group of state attorneys general are suing Facebook, bringing broad antitrust allegations that the social media giant engaged in a year-long campaign to buy up or freeze out tech firms that one day might become rivals. New York AG Tish James saying,
Facebook used vast amounts of money to acquire smaller rivals and potential rivals before they could threaten the company's dominance.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is way
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Root's on fire. The Warrior here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Show nationally syndicated on USA Radio Network. Interesting guest with us now. Just a little interesting topic, a little off topic. So many people are looking to get the hell out of the United States now. I mean, if we were rich enough, how many of you would think of leaving? I think all your hands would go up. But nobody, you know, most people aren't rich enough. But if you were rich enough, wouldn't tell me you wouldn't be thinking of leaving. But then the question becomes, where? Where do you go? Where's a good place? I had a little conversation off mic, you know, pre-interview with my guest, Chris Willis. And he mentioned the Cayman Islands, really cool place to go, very rich, very beautiful, beautiful beaches, beautiful homes, and there's literally no COVID there. Very interesting. So let's talk with Chris Willis. He is an immigration attorney, Canadian-based immigration advisor with Latitude, with over 25 years of experience, and he's based in London. So he's Canadian-licensed, based in London, and he's an immigration advisor, and he is here to talk about second residency and citizenship options. A lot of Americans are looking for other places to get citizenship. Welcome to the show, Chris. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. Yeah, glad to be here, and thanks for having me on. It's been a really interesting phenomenon, you know, in the last sort of 8 to 10 months, you know, the increase of interest from Americans who are looking at finding a second residence or citizenship. Because, you know, many have it through descent or ancestral reasons, you know, but others who don't and are looking for a plan B, you know, some would call it a non-traditional insurance policy, you know, so that when they're in this sort of precarious situation that we're in now, they've got somewhere to go. And, you know, not everybody leaves their country. You know, they still want to stay in the U.S. and enjoy all the good life they have in the U.S., but they need to know, if I need to go somewhere, I need to have status to be able to get to that new destination.
But can you believe we're in this place and time where people are worried about having to run for the United States? I mean, it's really amazing because throughout history of the world, people are always running to America. Now they're Americans who are thinking about running from America. That's a very scary change in philosophy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And here's something interesting. So, you know, pre-COVID, before the travel ban and everything, you know, as an American citizen with your passport, you could travel to 185 countries, just turn up as a visitor. Thank you very much. But now, because of the travel ban, that's dropped to 75. So you've lost access to 110 countries because of the travel ban. And so, you know, if people actually want to travel, they're saying, well, I can't get anywhere. But if I had a second citizenship, I could travel on that citizenship. And let me give you an example. So the small island twin federation of St. Kitts and Nevis in the Caribbean, 50,000 people, right? Compared to the 300 million plus in the United States, you can actually travel to 157 countries on your St. Kitts passport now compared to 75 for the U.S. So you have, you know, one of the smallest countries in the Western Hemisphere has much more travel freedoms than the United States.
So, you know,
the wings have been clipped.
Chris, I don't understand this wings clipped. I don't understand what you're talking about. Because we had a travel ban on like seven lousy terrorist nations that nobody ever wants to go to. I'm never going to Yemen. I'm never going to Somalia. I'm never going to Iran. What has that got to do with us being banned by other countries?
No, for example, the border with Canada is closed. You know, the European Union is not accepting Americans.
So that's,
you know,
COVID. That's because of COVID, you're saying?
Yes, because of COVID. Correct, yes.
Ah, got it. Now
and so... And so people are worried, and then you say, what if this happens again? You know, it's clear I'm not prepared. And many people weren't. Let's be honest. No one expected COVID to be what it is.
Right.
Which they weren't prepared, and they're saying, I got to have this plan B. Because, you know, for myself as a Canadian, British, you know, yourself as American, you never think about having to get visas to travel because we're blessed with strong passports, you know. But if you come from a country that doesn't have that, they're just used to always applying for visas and such like. But now, again, with COVID, all the embassies and consulates were closed. So even if you wanted to apply for a visa, you couldn't, so because it was shut. So, you know, COVID being one thing, it sort of heightened the need for people to make sure that they have this exit strategy should they need it.
So, right, I,
you know,
I
as
get
you were
it
saying
now.
At the beginning, yeah, it's not like I want to necessarily leave the U.S., but I need to know if I want to leave the U.S. or spend 4 months a year, 6 months a year, 9 months a year somewhere else, where do I go? you know, and you touched on Cayman, you know, which, you know, geographically very close to the United States, you know, great health care, tier one.
Very close to Florida.
Less than an hour, you know, and you're there and, you know, good airlift to many destinations in the U.S. So if people say, look, I need to go somewhere that dealt with COVID well. So if I'm worried about what's happening in the U.S., I've got to check what the situation is in this new jurisdiction. So they say, okay, I'm happy in Cayman. My kids can study remotely. I can work remotely. Healthcare is good. My family's safe, and there's a beautiful beach and warm sunshine. So it's a solution for many people. Not everybody. Right, so other people, you know, maybe have more of a connection to Europe, so they want to explore options in Europe, for example.
Well, tell me about money. Let's say I want to be a Cayman residence, Cayman Islands residence. Citizenship. Well, I mean, what does it cost me to get it there?
Well, Cayman has a residence program, and eventually you can graduate to citizenship. But their entry level is $1.2 million to get in, and $2.4 million if you want to have permission to work or open a business. So it's at the high end. But if you look at the Caribbean countries like St. Kitts and Nevis, Antigua, Barbuda, St. Lucia, etc., you're starting at around $100,000 U.S. So, you know, for a single person all in, you're still south of $150,000 when you build in, you know, government application fees, professional fees, passport fees, etc.
So when you say,
for some people,
Chris, when you say a single person, what if I'm married and I've got four kids? Then I have to pay a million times six to get into the Cayman Islands?
No. It's one investment, but then you include your family unit, which would be the dependents. And then for some of the other programs, the investment could be a little bit higher proportionally with the size of your family. So each country is a little bit different. And that's why for us at Latitude, it's very important. We really sit with a client, understand their needs and their motivations, and then we can customize a solution for them.
I was just going to say, I have a bunch of friends who have all told me that the big country they're all trying to buy citizenship in is the Dominican Republic. Is that one of the more popular ones nowadays?
Well, it's not one that that we work with, and it's not one that's on the circuit, if you like, in terms of the most popular programs. You know, the most popular ones certainly are in the Caribbean. Portugal is very popular in Europe, which is actually, again, a residence program, because some will have a direct pathway to citizenship. Others, it's residence first, and then you accrue the time. Like in the U.S., you're on a green card for a period of time, and then, you know, you do your days, and then you can graduate to be naturalized as a citizen. You know, same deal in Canada, same deal in the UK. You know, Ireland has actually been very popular, you know, because people can get their residency. It's a very low day count per year to maintain your residency. And, you know, there's always that natural link between the United States and Ireland. But then you have programs in Montenegro, you know, which have taken off, which is a citizenship program. And that's actually quite an interesting one, because the price point's, you know, reasonable for a European citizenship.
Wait, so let me butt in here, Chris. Let me butt in. First of all, you know, as an American, I know we're so snobby in America. We don't know our own world map, right? I swear to you, I don't know what Montenegro is. Did that used to be Serbia or Yugoslavia? What's Montenegro?
It's south of Serbia. So it's on the Balkan Peninsula. And it's, so if you were in the middle of Italy and you just looked east across, then you would be looking at Montenegro.
Oh, so it's right by Italy, right across the Mediterranean. Yeah. Italy, is that the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. So they call it the what do they call it? The Baltic coast. So it's in the Balkans and that sort of area. Beautiful, I mean, phenomenally beautiful country.
Yeah, somebody told me, a very wealthy friend of mine told me that he's developing a second life in Montenegro, and I said, "What the hell is Montenegro?" And he said, "It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen." And I had no idea. Yeah. And so, tell me about it.
I tell you, it's a hidden gem, and what's interesting with Montenegro is that you can invest in the north or invest in the south. The north is, you know, ski hills, ski resorts, that type of thing, and the south is in the Balkan Peninsula. So in the capital city is Podgorica, and there's Porto Montenegro is where you have all the super yachts. You know, it's like a... It's a smaller version of Monaco, essentially.
I was going to say, it's another Monte Carlo, yeah. So how much money is it for me to get citizenship in Montenegro?
Well, if you're buying in the north, you have to buy property minimum purchase price of 250,000 euro. And if you buy in the south, it's 450,000 euro plus 100,000 euro donation contribution to the government plus all your fees, etc. So if it's so you're looking, you know, 350 or 550 plus fees depending on the size of your family. So it's not bad compared to, say, Great Britain, where it's 2,000 sorry 2 million pounds. But the thing with Montenegro is right now it's not a member of the European Union. So you don't have all the privileges and settlement rights that you would do if you were a citizen of Portugal or France or Germany. However, it's scheduled to ascend in 2025. So many people are looking at it, A, from a decent investment because it's somewhere that people actually want to hang out, but B, for the long-term play to have a European passport in a few years' time that and all the privileges that go with it without spending stupid money like you would do in some of these other countries.
I'm talking to Chris Willis, who is a Canadian licensed immigration advisor with Latitude. That's his company, Latitude. 25 years of experience getting you second residencies and citizenship options. He is based in London, England, by the way. So here in my phone, while we're talking, I added to my phone, you know, your name and your company's name, Latitude. How do people reach you, Chris?
Well, our website is latitudeworld.com. And my email is christopher.willis, W-I-L-L-I-S, at latitudeworld.com. So, you know, please reach out to our website as well. You can find me on there under the team, and all my contact information is there.
That's good stuff. I wrote down three places that I sounded really good to me. Montenegro, Cayman, and Portugal are all kind of sun-drenched, right? They're all beautiful places.
Absolutely. If you got to go somewhere, you might as well go somewhere where you can enjoy the lifestyle.
All right, so give everyone your email again. Christopher Willis at
latitudeworld.com. So Christopher World spelling dot Willis, W-I.
Oh, dot Willis. Okay, that's important.
Yeah, like Bruce. Willis. That's the easiest way to remember it. Like Bruce, at latitudeworld.com.
Got it. Latitude, L-A-T-T-I-T-U-D-E, correct?
One T, L-A-T-I-T-U-D-E.
Got it. Okay, good. Because a lot of people are thinking about this. You have to have an escape hatch. And these are the guys to get it. Latitude. Latitude.com. Christopher Willis at Latitude.com.
LatitudeWorld.com.
LatitudeWorld.com. Thank you, Chris. Very interesting information. I hope we never have to use it, but you never know. God bless.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to talk to you today about fat loss. Not weight loss, fat loss. If you want to lose weight, you know what I recommend? The sauna Twinkie diet. Go sit in the sauna, sit there all day, eat a box of Twinkies, you'll weigh less. That's how silly weight loss is. But if you want to lose fat, you need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which causes your cells to become so healthy, all of your toxins, all of your inflammation are flushed out of your cell while you're resetting your hypothalamus and metabolism. The typical fat loss for a woman is 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Men, it's 30 to 40 pounds of fat. Don't be haters, girls. The boys lose it faster. You need the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Hey, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but come check us out. EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alarouche Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root. Wayne Root, a little housekeeping for you. I was just looking up Montenegro. Oh, my gosh, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life. It's in the Balkans, and it's gorgeous. You know what I forgot to ask Christopher Willis? What's the tax structure in Portugal, in Montenegro, and in Cayman? I know in Cayman it's zero state income tax. As a matter of fact, could you do me a favor? Try and get him back in. I want to ask him that question. I'm fascinated by this stuff. People think the only place, you know what liberals think? Hell, there's nowhere in the world but America. You know what? You go raise my taxes. I'll broadcast from Montenegro. Screw you liberals. I'll broadcast from Cayman. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can't really hear you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There we go. I wanted to finish up the interview. There's a couple questions I never got a chance to ask you. So in the break just now, so we're back with Christopher Willis. His company's called Latitude World, Latitude World, L-A-T-I-T-U-D, world.com. And this interview, you never know with these interviews. You know, I just didn't know how much it would fascinate me. Because now that Biden might have won the election, if we can't overturn it, he's the next president, maybe I don't want to be here anymore. So let me ask the simple questions. The three countries that I isolated that sounded the best to me, Montenegro, Portugal, and Cayman, I want to hear the tax consequences. What's the income tax in those three places? Let's start with Cayman. I think they have zero income tax, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a zero tax jurisdiction, so it's a great opportunity. I mean, obviously, as Americans, you've got FATCA, you've got to deal with, and you're taxed on your citizenship. You know, unless people renounce, which you know isn't a high number of people who actually renounce. But Cayman gives it ticks all the boxes of being a zero tax jurisdiction with having all the other positive trimmings, you know, such as the strong healthcare, the strong airlift, the strong education, etc.
But it's not always that simple. I know when I was in Singapore. And I visited Singapore a couple years ago. The taxes are very low. They're not zero, but they're like 15% flat. But you also pay massive taxes on every product you buy. So when you get a car, instead of being $300,000, it's $600,000. You know, if you're buying a fancy Bentley, it's $600,000 instead of $300,000. If you're buying a Mercedes, it's $200,000 instead of $100,000. So there are negatives. Is Cayman like that too? Are there massive taxes on when you buy the home and when you buy the car?
Not so much on the home, but, you know, some things are imported. I mean, other countries are worse. Like, it's about 80% in the Eastern Caribbean if you're importing a vehicle, for example. But in Cayman, they've actually managed it quite well. There will be things like work permits. Other things like that can be quite expensive. You know, you have to contribute in terms of a pension. So there are other things. And because a lot of things are imported, they do cost more. So the cost of living, going out for dinner or doing things would be more expensive than in the United States.
But zero income tax. Wow. I mean, we have zero income tax in Nevada.
You're still better off. But, yeah, I lived there for 2 years. You're still much better off, for sure.
Yeah. We have zero in Nevada where I live. But don't forget, I still have to pay 40% federal and 16% FICA. So, I mean, all of a sudden you're a Cayman and you're just at zero. That's pretty damn great. Let's talk about Montenegro. What are the taxes in Montenegro?
I have to double check if I'm honest with you. I think it's around 20%. It's not bad. That's for sure.
It's a flat tax. Is that the deal? Flat tax.
Yeah. Correct. So there's a lot of advantages there. And as I mentioned, you know, you've got the. It's a very livable part of the world. You know, most people speak English, so you're not worried about language issues once you're there. And you know, it's got a very cosmopolitan feel about it, especially in the south, you know, around the marina, and then up north to ski resorts and all that are really developing. So it's becoming a 12-month of the year destination.
And I just looked it up in the break, and it's like the most beautiful country I've ever seen in my life. What a gorgeous place.
Right? Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Gorgeous. And, you know, the two things in life I like are sunshine all the time, Las Vegas, and I love going skiing. I go to Park City all the time. So Montenegro has both the sunshine, the beaches, and the skiing. Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's just it. You know, I'm sure you've heard it before. You can swim in the morning and ski in the afternoon, right? So that's what attracts a lot of people to it.
I like it. And then last but not least, Portugal. What are the tax consequences in Portugal?
Well, Portugal has a thing called the non-habitual tax regime. So basically, you get a tax break for 10 years. You know, so again, that's what's been very attractive.
You mean I move there and I pay no taxes for 10 years? Is that true? Mm-hmm.
It may not be exactly zero, but it's extremely low. Again, I'm not a tax guy, full disclosure, but I can, you know, we can certainly get that information for you and your listeners and let you know what it is, because the non-habitual tax regime is quite unique to Portugal. It is attractive not just for people who are applying for residency, but just for people who want to move there permanently, because not only does it have that, again, it's lovely Mediterranean climate, you know, great food, great wine, all of that good stuff. So it's a very, very safe country, which is why it's been, you know, one of the most popular, not just for residency, but just for quality of life and living there.
All right, and one of my fans actually texted me and said, ask Chris about Costa Rica. Is Costa Rica a good place to move to?
It doesn't have a residency program like these other ones, but it's a beautiful country, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. But it doesn't have, you know, the same residence or citizenship through investment. You can get status through different ways. It's not a jurisdiction that we promote, but it's I know, you know, people who spend time there absolutely rave about it.
Yeah, well, we said it doesn't have the same residency, but I mean, remember, I was in that sports gaming world. Keep that music low, Chris. Mm-hmm. I was in that sports gaming world, and a lot of the sports books set up operations in Costa Rica, and they just moved there, and they just conducted business and never came back to America. So you can, as an American, go to Costa Rica, right? I mean, you could do it and just stay there, right?
Yeah, there's different programs. Like, I deal mainly with investors, so people who are actually, you know, using an investment to get in. But there's many entrepreneurial programs. So if you're going to set up a business, whether it's a startup, I mean, the UK has a very popular innovator visa, you know, where you can put in £200,000 to £250,000 into a business in the United Kingdom and then use that as a vehicle to get your residence. So
yeah, but who wants to live in England? It's all shut down for COVID. I don't want to live there, right? It's all shut down. The whole country's shut down. The taxes are high. I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I'll go to Portugal or Montenegro. You just convinced me Montenegro is the place to go. Wow. All right, listen, we got to run. Chris Willis, his company's LatitudeWorld.com. LatitudeWorld.com. Thank you, Chris. God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand
understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.